This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Ukraine's currency will be allowed now to float more freely. The direction will be down, making Ukraine's exports cheaper and easier to sell to foreigners. Now, in the last hour, President Obama sat down with Pope Francis at the Vatican. There are points of disagreement, certainly, including abortion rights. But there's one thing the Pope and the President both condemn, the widening gap between rich and poor. Kate Davidson reports.
For both men, growing income inequality is a crisis. Steve Schneck with the Catholic University of America says for the Pope,
it's not poverty, it's the gap itself, you know, that raises the moral question.
And thrusts it squarely into the hands of the rich. President Obama has said this is more than a moral issue.
He's concerned that this income gap in the United States is undermining America's ability to be competitive in the world.
Doug Kmek with Pepperdine University says Pope Francis also wants to remind people that the most valuable things can't be identified by dollars and cents. It's a different emphasis.
The president is addressing income inequality, but the Holy Father's motivation for addressing income inequality is also to convey the message that there's something larger and more beautiful and more joyful that informs human dignity.
Both men are concerned with upward mobility, just in slightly different ways. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.